Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we are joined by the Department of Tourism. This week it was Amanda Weibel talking fall trips in beautiful Wisconsin. All right. One of our favorite segments of the week. It's time to talk travel. Let's welcome in Amanda Weibel, the Wisconsin Department of Tourism Communications Officer. Amanda, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Hey, let's talk about why fall road trips are so special in Wisconsin. What is it about our place?
Well, isn't it so beautiful to head out on a road trip in Wisconsin? Nearly half of our state is covered in forests. So that's really why you can find those beautiful fall colors no matter where you go.
And you can use Travel Wisconsin's Fall Color Report.
Absolutely. Travel Wisconsin's Fall Color Report, it's the perfect resource for discovering that beautiful canvas of autumn. It's an interactive map-based report that shows up-to-date information on the status of fall color as the leaves change throughout the state. The Fall Color Report also notes the estimated week of peak color across the state based on historical and recent observations. So this can help if you're looking to plan a road trip in advance, or you can also find where the colors are popping right now if you're looking to take more of a spur-of-the-moment road trip.
That is so fun, Amanda. How about Vilas County? That's where Eagle River is. It's such a stunning part of our state. What's going on when we talk about rides in Vilas County?
Well, there are so many different types of road trip options there in the heart of the Northwoods in Vilas County. You can cruise along colorful lakeside vistas, down little traveled country roads, through picture-perfect natural spaces like the Nicolet National Forest. Vilas County also has a scenic rides brochure that really makes planning the route a breeze, and you can find routes up to 120 miles long if you were looking for a full day's adventure. And when you get tired, maybe check out Whispering Pine Lodge in St. Germain. It's a really great place to stay. They have a variety of accommodations that are going to fit all different party sizes. Their log cabin style lodge is more than 100 years old, and it's perfect for large groups. It actually sleeps up to 18. And then they have vacation homes and rustic cabins that are great for smaller parties.
There's also a cranberry marsh, right?
Yes, I think that is such a fun, unique experience in the fall in Wisconsin. Cranberry Square Farm Market is in Vilas County, and they hold tours on Friday mornings. They go through early October for an up-close look at the harvesting of Wisconsin's official state fruit, the cranberry.
Oh, that's so fun. Amanda Weibel's with us from the Department of Tourism. How about the Wisconsin Great River Road? For people who aren't familiar with the Great River Road, tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, the Wisconsin Great River Road is an all-American road that follows the Mississippi River for 250 miles, and it's really an ideal road trip destination. They've got tree-covered bluffs, scenic overlooks, charming communities that are going to give you plenty of reasons to stop along the way. If you want to start in the south and make your way north, swing by Glen Haven for good vibes and drink at the Vault. This is a former bank that was recently remodeled into a 1920s Art Deco bar. As you head further north, you're going to marvel at a sweeping panorama at Wyalusing State Park. This park sits 500 feet above the confluence of the Wisconsin and Mississippi rivers, and the scenic overlooks will leave you feeling absolutely breathless.
Yeah, and you can also settle in for the night in Prairie du Chien.
Yes, a great stop in Prairie du Chien is River District Hotel. It's got a downtown location, really comfortable guest rooms, indoor pool. It all just makes for a great place to kick back and relax after a day on the Great River Road.
I love that idea. Amanda, what about the national byways and scenic country roads if color cruising is more your thing?
Yes, Wisconsin is also home to two additional national scenic byways, the Door County Coastal Byway and Wisconsin Lake Superior Scenic Byway. Both routes meander along the shore of their respective Great Lake, and they're really rich in natural beauty and color. They offer plenty of reasons to make some great pit stops as well. But if you're looking for a slower pace, check out one of Wisconsin's 126 rustic roads. These country roads really allow you to leisurely travel through quiet and scenic countrysides, and you can seek them out by looking for that distinctive brown and yellow rustic road sign, or you can even order a rustic road guide from travelwisconsin.com.
What's your favorite thing to do during the fall?
I love getting out to see the leaves. I love hiking, but I also think it's a really fun time to get on a bike or do some paddling. There's something about being in the water when the leaves are turning and reflecting on the water that's just so beautiful. So it's definitely a time where I like to get out, do some hiking, biking, or some paddling.
Yes.
Absolutely. I love getting married in this month. It was fantastic. Or next month, October 6th.
Yeah, fall, right.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Looks like there's a county that's almost at 60% with the fall color report. Go to travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport and you can see.
It is, Amanda, such a great tool. We're so glad that you're with us. Amanda Weibel, the communication officer at the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Have a great rest of the week, Amanda.
Thanks so much. You too.
So many places to explore. Make sure you get to a couple places. Maybe at least pick one out before the end of the year. Thank you so much, Amanda. A couple other thank yous. Bob Prosser at Ishnala. Bob, always good to have you on the show. Kathleen Eichhoff, quick thank you to her as well. For more information, check out travelwisconsin.com. Great ideas there. Information on the show, it's WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.